wedding bands and ovaries, and examining the expectations of women. Supposedly, there's this biological clock that women have that tells us we need to have a baby and a life partner along with said baby. And I'm not sure if it's really society dictating these roles or assumptions upon women, or my ovaries are actually telling me to reproduce. Hell shit, it could be both, huh? Well, forget the life partner. Just give me a baby already. Just give it to me. Give it to me now. Hey everyone, this is Lady Jig. If just in case you had no idea who the hell was ranting to you, now you know. Lady Jig with another episode of Love Exchange. Welcome to the show. Can you guys still have a cold? If not, then damn it. Well, I got a cold. This is what it sounds like. Anyway, as a single 34-year-old woman who was in a long-term relation for almost 12 years, I know you heard the story already, blah, blah, blah. Basically, that's fucking common law marriage. That's like up to 10 years, I believe. And I was engaged to this person and I lived with them. So anyway, this person will remain nameless as usual. But if you really, really know me and who I am, then you know who the fuck I'm talking about. Anyway, I think my biological clock has warped or manifested itself into a huge Big Ben, like a clock in London. You know that big clock in London? I haven't seen him. It's real though. It's real. I fucking swear that almost any guy I find attractive gets my insides turning, you know, like really turning. Not in a horny way. Wait, actually, maybe that too. My ovaries are screaming at me saying, hit that now, hit that good. And my ovaries are horny or desperate, or maybe both. Now, if you're in my condition, I can't help but notice if a man I like is wearing a wedding band or not. That's one of the things I just look. My eyes just wander to their little fingers, to the left side, to the left hand, you know, to the left hand band. No band. It doesn't have to be even like hella fancy. It doesn't have to be like silver or gold or whatever, because nowadays people just want to have meaning. So if there's shit around their fingers, best believe they're with somebody. Best believe they're with somebody. Now, ladies, remember the ring finger on the left side means married. Sometimes dude wear a ring on the right side to fool some of us, or maybe just for fashion, you know, just for fashion. But don't be fooled. Don't be fooled of the right side, okay? Again, it's the left side. It's the left side. To the left, to the left. Anyway. Now, obviously, if a guy doesn't have a ring, it doesn't mean they're not taken. It could just mean they're just seeing someone, and it could still be considered a significant other. So don't assume that a naked ring finger means they're single, okay? They could still be seeing someone. They could be in a committed relationship. I know, because before me and my ex got engaged, we didn't have shit in our fingers, so don't even assume, okay? Now, if you're at work and you like this guy, or you're at the gym, or I don't know, something, okay? Especially someone that you see on a regular basis, so let's just make work as an example.
For the record, I'm not just using work for an example because there's a cute guy there or anything like that, but okay, maybe there is a cute guy with a ring on it, so that's why I'm talking about this kinda, but this has happened to me a lot of times where I notice the ring and I'm devastated and my ovaries tend to shrink. Okay, thank you. Thanks for listening to me.
Going back to the guy at work example, if you see a guy that you really like and you think is cute, yes, take a notice of their hands. Take a look at their ring finger on the left side. Is there a band or no band? If there's a band, then retreat. Just act polite and courteous as usual and be sweet and charming, because you never know, they might break up and there you are all of a sudden. But if this person has no band or no ring whatsoever, doesn't mean you should pounce on him. Doesn't mean you should start humping him and every second you get. No, that means you got more work to do. That means you got to do a little bit more investigating. Now, there's always the, don't be super obvious, like, oh, me and my friends are going to a movie, you should come with your girlfriend. And like, don't do that. Don't do like, oh, what does your girlfriend think of that shirt? Not like, don't do that. That's so obvious. So obvious. Ugh, God, I'm cringing if you do that already. I'm cringing in advance. However, you need to just listen. Just listen. Because sometimes guys who are really over, like really in love with their partners, whether it's a guy or a woman or whatever, they'll find a way to talk about them. They will. They will find a way to talk about them. And it could be like, I don't know, maybe somebody brought some chocolates and then he's like, oh, my girlfriend loves caramel. Bam. There you go. You didn't have to say anything. And it's like, wah, wah, wah. You're all sad. Ovaries shrinking a little bit. Yep, that's fine. But you know, but now you know, you can now move on to the next cutie at work. Okay? It's fine. It's okay. You'll survive this. But that's one way. Just listen. Listen, because sometimes they'll give signals. Okay? Now, another thing is if they start flirting with you or with other women. Now, ideally, you want them to flirt with you, obviously. Why flirt with other women? But if they do flirt with other women, then that means possibly they're single. But they could also be that type of person to flirt in general with almost everyone. And you don't want to be with that person. I don't know about you, but if I was with someone, you know what I mean? And even though they're like sharing how much they love me and they're committed, do I want someone who flirts with everyone? I have met couples where one of them is a bit more flirtatious than other people. And I think the other partner just kind of like just accepted it. Just accepted, you know, the behavior of their partner. And I'm sure they have a strong foundation. They trust each other, right? As long as like, you know, that flirty partner is not kissing or having sex with another person. Like the flirtatious part is probably something the other person understands that, hey, that's the nature of my husband, my girlfriend, whatever. So I'm sure there's some kind of understanding between the two people. I'm not sure if I would be comfortable with that. It depends. Never say never, right? But anyway, I guess I'm just saying that because there might be some people that you might run into that you like that will do that. And it's up to you if you're okay with that. Can I just say this? Shrinking ovaries are almost a woman's blue ball. What do you think? Yeah? Come on. You think the same.
I gotta tell you something. You know what? My ovaries got me in trouble. At one point, like I super liked this dude, like really hard, like AF. Like I liked this guy so much. He even asked me out, guys. And he was like, oh, let's schedule something, but I'm going to be out of town, blah, blah, blah. Let's connect on another day to plan. So I'm all excited about this day to come, right? He did not text me that day. And I was like, oh my God, what's going on? It's already like 9:30 at night. And I was like, fuck, I should just do it. You know, just follow up. Don't sound desperate. I followed up. He didn't respond. And then the next day he was like, oh my God, I totally blanked out. Blah, blah, blah. But he didn't really create like, hey, let's plan this. You know what I mean? He just, as if maybe he bit too much that he could chew. Does that make sense? Like maybe he asked me out and was, yeah, great, yeah. And then as like those one or two days passed, he's like, fuck, I don't know if I can do it because Lady Jig is so fucking hot. I can't handle her. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know what he was thinking, but that sucks, huh? That sucks when you have a crush on someone and they actually ask you out and then they don't follow through. That's fucking rude. And I should just listen to all my friends and be like, forget him. He's a total dickhead. And he is. But I still think he's cute. But not too cute enough that I want him. I do want to add that I even helped the process out. Meaning, right, so he should have been the one to revisit this whole thing and actually make ideas of, you know, oh, let's hang out here, let's do this or something. Nothing, right, from him. But what I did do, you know, just to kind of see if he was still interested and also if he would take the, not the bait, but actually follow through. Anyway, what I did was I said, or I texted him, I go, you know what, because this was a Monday, I go, I'm free on Friday. I have no plans right now.
Let me know if you want to do something then, okay? He didn't really respond. I don't know. I think he did, but it was more like, oh, things are picking up at work. It's busy. I can't. And you know that is bullshit. Anyway, I had to sing that out loud. my friend, because I told my friend about this, he was like, you know what? Give him that, you know, put the ball in his court. Or say you're free on Friday. If he says yes, then great. Right? But no, then it's like, it's over. Right? What the fuck happened? Seriously, what the fuck happened between the time he asked me out and then a few days later? What happened? That's what I want to know. And I still see him not once in a while. It's just like, why? What happened? I really want to know. Like, I actually want to go up to him and say, hey, remember you asked me out? Like, how come you didn't want to go through with it? And that might sound too pushy. I just want to know the thinking of this person. Like, what happened? Seriously. Fuck being nice. I'll just say, what the fuck happened? And how come you don't want to take me out anymore? Can I just say that without sounding like a maniac? I just want to know the truth. I'm not going to be mad. I'm not going to be bad, but I'm just confused that you were interested in me and all of a sudden you're not. Like, did you look at my Instagram and were like, oh, she's going to be too much for me. I can't handle her. Okay. He doesn't sound like that. I don't know. It just came out. Ugh. Just frustrating that, you know what? This is the first out of two times that has happened. The second time was another guy. I'm just saying that my ovaries got me in trouble because he's a performer and my ovaries was excited when he performs and was like telling me to do things that I usually don't do. And you're like, Lady Jig, shut up. Blame your ovaries and shit. Your ovaries is part of you. Therefore, that's you, Lady Jig, not your ovaries. You can't separate that. Well, shut up, people, okay? I'm trying to understand the world, and that's how I'm doing it. Ovaries to be blame. Ovaries to be blame. I mean, I have read articles, right, that talk about the ideal age of a woman to give birth, and that's starting from, like, 23 to 30, and I was like, damn, that's not a lot of time for us women to figure our own shit out. Can you imagine 23? I mean, no disrespect to all the women that gave birth at that time, no disrespect, but if it's expected to be okay, like, hey, you guys can have kids or whatever, whatever, that's not a lot of time from when you just graduate high school, which is 17 or 18, right? You got 5 years to, like, figure your shit out. Oh, yeah, now you can be pregnant, you know? And that's all good. There's some young, strong, independent women that decide to have kids then. That's all good in the hood. No disrespect to that. But if you're telling me, go ahead and have kids, I'm like, hold on, brother. I didn't even finish my major yet. I didn't graduate college, you know? And here I am, 34, still figuring it out, and I can't imagine now having a kid. Now, don't get me wrong, when I was with my ex for a very long time, I did have that timeline. I couldn't help it, right? Because everyone around my age was having that timeline, right? Basically getting together with someone, dating them for a very long time, getting married, and then having kids, and then having a house, right? That's like kind of the typical order for a lot of people, right? But now, after the breakup, I really had to challenge myself. And I think about having a kid. I was like, I don't want no kid. No. Because I can barely take care of myself. So no. Or even a pet. So no. Let alone another human being, people. So no. Now, here I am trying to pursue my dreams in La La Land. I just made that up. I don't know where that song's from. But that's what I'm trying to do. Pursuing dreams. Dream. Sometimes I get into singing mode. I can be weird a little bit. I'm kind of challenging, right? That notion of what it means to, you know, be a woman of my age, meaning like I should, quote unquote, supposedly have a career. I should have a significant partner. I should already be like planning to have a baby or whatever, right? I get it. You know, I'm not against that. I'm not against women who want that. That's fine. I think that's great. I think it's beautiful. Bearing a child is beautiful and hard, but it's great, right? at this moment, it's not me right now. It is not me. And it's kind of scary to think, oh, you know, you're getting older. Oh, when are you going to have kids? You're gonna be at risk for like all these diseases. Of your kids are going to get these diseases if you're going to have kids later on. You know, it's like fucking scary. And like, you know what? My mom had me when I was 35 and shit, I'm going to be 35 next year. But my mom had my sister at 42. So there is, and she came out to be normal for the most part. I'm just playing. I love my sister. She's totally normal in that sense. But anyway, it's just, I guess I'm challenging it. You know, I've kind of made peace with the fact that there's a possibility I might not have kids of my own and that I might adopt when I have my career set, when I can provide a home for a child. I will consider adoption, right? I will consider adoption because I love kids, you know, and it doesn't have to be my blood to necessarily for me to love them, you know? Yeah. And then I kind of look at women in like, you know, within the film industry or in TV or in the media, right? And these are women who are much older than me, whether it be like Jennifer Aniston, you know, and then I love her in Friends, of course, but like she's really kind of challenging herself as like a woman who is not having kids. Not to say she never wanted them, but let me find something here. She had a quote. Let me find it. So July 2016, Jennifer Aniston was featured in Huffington Post in response to the latest, at that time, latest untrue rumor that she was pregnant. And she offered a fiery and at times powerful rebuttal to the idea that any woman is somehow incomplete without a child. This is what she says. We are complete with or without a mate, with or without a child. We get to decide for ourselves what is beautiful when it comes to our bodies. That decision is ours and ours alone. Let's make that decision for ourselves and for the young women in this world who will look to us as examples. Let's make that decision consciously, outside of the tabloid noise. We don't need to be married or mothers to be complete. We get to determine our own, quote, happily ever after, end quote, for ourselves.
Basically, what Jennifer Aniston was saying was, do you, boo.
I know it's not the most sophisticated way to convey, like, hey, do your thing. Don't worry about what people think. But that right there, that saying, do you, boo, is the very most, like simple way to kind of be like, be yourself and don't give a fuck what other people think of you, especially as a woman, right? Like, don't worry about having to have kids at a certain age. Don't worry about reaching a point of your career at a certain age or having a house or finding a husband or a partner or whatever it may be. Like, what really matters is your happiness. As long as you're not a fucking douchebag, achieving your goals along the way, you're all good. You are all good. Because that's really what's important, is to make you happy. And I know that might sound a little selfish there. I mean, I still believe in my part. Like, for me, I still want to give back to the community. I still want to support my family. I want to do all those things. Like, I still care about those things. But there shouldn't be a balance. Like, I still want to focus on my goals and my careers, and at the same time, give back to the community. That's just me. But what I like about Jennifer Aniston saying those things, she's just, you know, especially as a celebrity, people look to you for a lot of things, whether it's being a role model or kind of like, you know, just being out there, out in the public and seeing what you're doing in your life. She makes a very good example of like, hey, I can be happy in different ways. It's not just being about being a mother. It's not just about being a wife to someone. It's about actually being accomplished as I want to be accomplished. I define my own success. And actually, that's the thing I say to myself. That's something I believe in myself. And I've said to my sister, who at one, when she was graduating from college, I just said, you define your own success. No one else will. Because I think a lot of people's idea of success is making a lot of money, having a great job that gives you that money, having a house, having a car. Those things are great, and a lot of those are necessary in life, but at the same time, they're not the only ways to be happy. Like, for me,
I don't imagine myself to own property. I'm not saying never say never, but it's not my goal right now. Yeah, it would be nice to own a house. Honestly, I'll be happy if I can rent my own apartment without having to share the apartment with anyone else. You know, success is also like me not renting from somebody. Like I'm paying my own rent without anyone living there. That is very successful to me. And I'm living off of a livelihood that I enjoy. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is what success to me is, at least at this point, right? And I think that's what we have to remember. It's not just about women, also men, right? We have to really define our own success. And again, not being a douche about it, because that's fucked up. In conclusion, why the hell am I talking about wedding bands, ovaries, and then examining the expectations of women or challenging the expectations of women? Well, I just been contemplating, or I started this because I wanted to make fun of the fact that I'm thirsty at times when it comes to men. You know, like there are men that I meet along the way, whether it's through the industry that I'm attempting to get into, or if it's in a public setting like a restaurant or grocery store, and I see a finance dude and I get super excited. You know, it's not like I want to have sex with them right there or anything. It's not like that, but it's like my ovaries are like go crazy and just like, what are you gonna do now, girl? You gonna hit that? Like, it gets really vulgar down there. Like, my ovaries are just saying, do that, do this. I know I'm talking about them as if they have the mind of their own, but sometimes I feel that way, and I've been just kind of like wanting to make fun of that idea. Why is that happening? Is it because I'm in this age, or is it because I went through this breakup, and after, you know, during the time of us being together, I already wanted to have kids and we broke up. That part of me was put on hold, right? And so that's why I'm trying to respond to this need of having kids. Like, I'm trying to, you know what I mean, fill that void of where I was with my ex to finally have it, to finally have a family and a husband and et cetera, et cetera. I don't know. Or maybe too, I'm just ready. I'm just fucking ready to do this despite of me trying to figure out my career. Like, I'm hoping the person to be who is going to be my partner, my lifetime partner, they would be super understanding and supportive that I'm trying to figure out my shit, right? That's really the key thing here. So yeah, I started this podcast to make fun of that, to make fun of these urges to want to have a baby and a married man and blah, 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 blah. But also I started then linking it to challenging these expectations of wanting to have kids, or that we have to have kids at a certain age already. So I feel like me doing what I'm doing without having the kids, I'm already challenging that notion all around. And I've also reached the point in my adulthood to not give a shit about anybody else or about, not, I'm sorry, that came out wrong. I care about people, so I'm not selfish. I'm saying, like, not to care about what people think of me when it comes to me pursuing a career in the entertainment industry, either as a writer or producer or whatever it may be, because in, you know, my Filipino culture, it's not really a common thing for Filipinos to pursue this thing. It's not to say it won't happen. It's not to say there are people in our culture who don't support it, but it's just that, like, typically Filipinos are nurses, they are engineers, they're accountants, sometimes even teachers, you know, like things that, like, are careers that a lot of people have recognized as being secured, stable careers. It took me a while to reach that point that it was okay to pick a career that I would be happy. And I accepted the fact that I wasn't going to be a nurse and not going to be an engineer, not going to be an accountant. I accepted that first. And then the hard part was not trying to convince my parents, but really standing firm in my family that this is who I am. I'm a creative person, and there's no way in hell that I would pursue all those other things. And I think finally they accepted it and are always been aware that I'm sort of independent from what is the norm in our culture. So yeah, it was hard. It was really hard. I felt like shit sometimes, and I felt like a failure sometimes because of, like, the different career choices or yeah, just choices I was making that was so different from the family. But you know what? I don't regret it. I'm glad I went through those ups and downs in my 20s. Now I'm a more confident, independent woman. So can you guys hear Beyonce and Destiny's Child like singing that song? The independent women song. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? I can't put it here because of fucking copyright issues, but you know what I'm talking about. I don't have to go sing it for you or anything because I forgot the beat to that. But anyway, that's what I'm trying to say. Just basically do you, boo. Do you, boo. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope you're going to have an awesome new year. I finally released something for this month because if I didn't, I would be angry at myself. So anyway, I did it. So as usual, be good to yourself. Be good to others. Peace and happy new year. Wait, hold up. Before I completely go away, I need to tell you something. And you probably heard this a long, long time ago in another podcast episode. But guess what? If you truly love me, if you truly love my material, please support me monetary-wise. I know it's really hard for me to ask this, but you know, as an artist, we got to find ways to make that hustle. So you can contribute monthly for only either 99 cents, right, per month, which will come out about 12 bucks. I mean, that's like a Forever 21 t-shirt. I know y'all shop there at least once a year, or H&M for all you dudes, because you probably don't like H&M. Anyway, what am I talking about? 99 cents or $4.99 a month, right? So that's like about $60. That's like nothing for some of you guys. Y'all be drinking coffee like no other business at Starbucks, $5 a week. So help a sister out here, $5 a month. Now, however, if you're feeling super generous, there is the $9.99 a month, and that would be super, super awesome. Now, how do you do this? How do you support Lady Jig? Well, I will tell you how. You're going to go to your browser and search anchor.fm/Lady Jig. And once it appears on there, on the browser, you'll see me under Anchor, which is my actual home of Love Exchange with Lady Jig. You're going to see on the screen, support this podcast. You're going to click on that, and there's going to be the two options. So far, I got two lovely people that are supporting me on a monthly basis when it comes to these contributions. Now, if you would like to do that, please do so. That's, you know what? It's a big deal for me. It really does. Like when I see like something in my email telling me that someone is supporting me, it just, you know, it makes me want to cry almost. Like it makes me feel good that someone out there really cares about my work. So please, 99 cents, $4.99 or $9.99. You got those three options. Again, this is Lady Jig. And as usual, be good to yourself. Be good to others. Peace.